Le'ilin Nishmas, Rav Kleinimis, Kalman, Ben, Rabbeinu Eli Melech, Sanhedrin, Perek, Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Ve'ilu hein hanisrafin, and these are the people that get sreifa. Habal Isha Ubita, a person that has relations with a woman and her daughter. This is talking about, like the Rav says, when a person has relations with his mother-in-law. He's already married to her daughter, so it's a woman and her daughter. Ubas Kohen Shizinsa, gets sreifa. Bas Kohen, that's Mizana. A regular married woman that's not a Bas Kohen gets chenek. And this is one of the exceptions that only one of the partners, which is the woman, because Esavia hi mechalelis, the Torah says, she disgraces her father's name, her father's house, and that she did to her father. Esavia hi mechalelis, the drush is, the Gemara says. But the man gets chenek, like any other person that's boil in Eshes Ish. Yesh bechal ish ubita. So what the Mishnah here means, the Rav says, is that an isha and her woman get sreifa, that says openly in the Pasuk, v'isha sher yikachas isha ves ima, ve'ish yisrofu. But from that we learn all the other ones that get sreifa, that are like that, which are Yesh Bechal Ishu Bito, his daughter, his own daughter, but this is his daughter, not the daughter from his marriage with his wife, but this is even a woman that he rapes, meaning he rapes a woman and he has a daughter from that woman, and if he has relations with her, even though he wasn't married to her mother, it's still Isha Ubita. And the Mishnah continues, Ubas Bito, and the daughter of this daughter that came from a rape, Ubas Bino, and also the daughter of the son of the raped woman. So he rapes a woman, she has a son, and then that son has a daughter. So it's his granddaughter from the raped woman. Also, since this woman that he raped, and it's her granddaughter he had relations with also, he's over Isha Ubita. Even though it's not Mamish, his daughter, it's the granddaughter, it's two levels, it's looked at in Arayis, is the same thing. Ubas Ishtoi, the daughter of his wife. Now this also includes any daughter of his wife, even if the daughter of his wife was from another man, meaning his stepdaughter. Ubas Bita, and also his stepdaughter's daughter, because that's ultimately coming from his wife. Ubas Bina, or his stepson's daughter. Chamoso, that's his mother-in-law, and that we know from the beginning of the Mishnah, we already said that, Ishu Bita, but we're only saying this, like the Rav says, for the next case, is Ve'em Chamoso, the mother of his mother-in-law. Because that would be Isha Ubita. His mother-in-law's mother is his wife's grandmother, so that's Isha Ubita, a grandmother and her granddaughter. Ve'em Chomov, and even the mother of his father-in-law. This, though, is learned out from a drasha, like the Rav says. Mishnah continues, Ve'elu hein haneharagim. These are the ones that get killed with the sword. Haretzeach, person that's a murderer. Ve'anshe ir anidachas, the people of ir anidachas. Roitzeach shehikas re'ehu be'evan oy be'barzel. So these are examples of a roitzeach. If he hits his friend with a stone or with iron or things like that, which the Torah speaks about. V'kovash alav l'toy chamayim l'tocha or. Or he kills somebody by holding them, pushing them into water or into fire. V'en yochol lalos misham. In a way that they can't get up. V'meis, and then this person dies. Chayiv. The killer is chayiv hereg. However, but if he pushes him into water or into fire, but he should have been able to get out, but he just doesn't, for some other reason, and he dies, putter, then you're putter, because you didn't really kill him. You were an indirect cause, but since he could have gotten up, you didn't directly kill him. So you're putter. Shisabos a kelev, shisabos a nochash. If you provoked a dog, or you provoked a nochash, and it went and killed this guy, putter, then you're putter, because you're just doing a grumma. So let's say you screamed at it or you did something. But hishich boas anochash, if you actually grabbed the nochash with your hands and brought it right up to the person where the fangs of the snake were going right onto the flesh of this other Jew, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev v'chacham patron. In this case, Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the poison of a snake is right there in his teeth when he's about to bite. And when you bring him right up to the person and you put literally the snake with an open mouth right onto the guy, it's like you're taking a sword and just thrusting it inside of him. You're killing him. The chum patron, the chum pater. Why? The Rav says because they have a machlekes that the poison of the snake, which is what's really killing, comes from inside and it doesn't come directly. It's not in the teeth like Rabbi Yehuda holds, and it doesn't come directly when you put the snake on him. It's like an extra decision that the nachash makes to make the poison go out of its own body to kill. And we know even though it's going to happen, it's inevitable, and the snake is going to do that. When I say make a decision, I don't mean he's making a cheshbon and nefesh here. But since it's a side thing that the nachash does, you're not directly killing him, and you're putter. Hamakis chaveru bein be'evin, bein be'egrov, v'amadul amisa. If you hit your friend, whether it's with stone, whether it's with a fist, and they evaluate him that he's going to die, v'hukol mimasha haya, and then he gets better, v'lachim mikan hichbir v'meis, and then afterwards he gets worse and dies, chayev, then he's chayev. Since they initially estimated and evaluated that he was going to die from this blow that you gave him, and he never fully healed, therefore the Tanakhama holds that the death was a result of your hitting him and your chayev. Rabbi Nechemiah Amir Pater Shraglaim Ladover. Nechemiah says he's Pater because there's a Raglaim Ladover, because since he started getting better, that sort of uprooted the chazakov that we had from the beginning that he was going to for sure die. And therefore, when he died at the end, it wasn't because of the makkah. And that's why he's Pater.